There are four questions that have to be answered in order to decide on this particular plan. The first one of them is that, does English as an official language promote unity or not? The opposing team say that we already have a majority of people speaking English, therefore there's no more need for extra unity. The reasons why the affirmative team has proved to you that it promotes unity are: minorities are going to feel included in an English-speaking society, and they will be better able to capture the advantages of all the economic opportunities offered by this American dream. I want you to remember that minorities who speak English earn 20 times more than those who do not. The second reason why we have proven to you that we promote unity is that different minorities will be better able to interact with each other. A mosaic is not just a random arrangement of different languages and cultures separated from each other, but also has a certain guiding pattern. And that's what we're hoping English will be, a guiding pattern. As a conclusion, I am claiming that we do not send the wrong message because we do not assert an English-only policy. We are only sending the message of English as the official language, which doesn't mean the exclusion of the rest of the languages. The second question we have to answer is, will we still be promoting democracy with our plan? The opposing team says no, because minorities won't be able to vote without ballots in different languages. The reason why we prove to you that we do promote democracy are the fact that we encourage minorities to become better aware of the policies that are being put forward by different representatives, and we encourage them to use their English skills. As our opponents already said in their speeches, there is an assumption that these minorities already have the basic English skills. We're only going to encourage them to use them. Exceptions just constitute a very small number, and they are covered by the exceptions that we provide in our law that we're trying to put forward. The second reason why we promote democracy is that we promote an equal distribution of voting rights. Right now, we have 323 languages represented in America. Out of those 323, only 6 languages are put on the ballot together with the English language. That is not an equal distribution. By actually asking all these minorities that already have those English skills to use them, all we're doing is promoting that sort of equal distribution and therefore upholding democracy. The third question that we need to ask ourselves is, do we inhibit fair, equal access to basic facilities? The opponents say we would be oppressing Native Americans and all the immigrants that have just entered the country. We prove to you that we don't oppress to such a great degree, because in this last speech again, Kenneth admitted that most immigrants already speak English, meaning that they should feel fairly comfortable with ballots that only have English on them. I want you to remember again that those cases where minorities don't speak English are extremely isolated, and at that point we cannot speak of oppression. The last question we need to ask ourselves is, do we oppress Native Americans? And the answer to that is that we don't, simply because of previous laws that have already asked them to learn English as their language. So if we were to address this question now, we should realize that most Native Americans do speak English at this point. Therefore, we're not going to inhibit them, we're not going to oppress them in any sort of way by only asking them to have English on the particular ballot, to accept English as the official language. By answering these four questions, I believe that we have already proven to you that the affirmative team has managed to uphold this plan and its advantages, and also to prove to you that the disadvantages do not take out the advantages we already present. Thank you very much.